Welcome back to Second and Short. It is Monday, February 3rd, 2025. Colin is back. Colin, how are you feeling?
Better now.
That's good. That's good. He was out with the flu last week.
You can ask Nathan, bro. He
had to take care of you?
He couldn't see me, but he heard me.
We told him he wasn't allowed to leave his room until he was healthy.
Did you guys like sit like back to back through the door?
No. They all had a good time out in the living room and kitchen, and they're like, oh, let's go out and get dinner. We're going to go to Walmart. And I started crying in my room.
Yeah.
Nathan, that's all true.
Nathan was like doing like the Frozen thing. But like,
I did make him food multiple times.
Oh, I thought you were going to say a snowman.
No. And then brought it into his room and just set it on his dresser and ran away.
He made me a bagel with hot honey. And I said, is this hot honey? And he goes, nah.
But yeah, not hot honey.
Yes, it was.
I still say it was not.
Yes,
it was. Regular honey.
Bro, I could not. My mouth was on fire.
Colin doesn't do spice well. And apparently, honey's too spicy.
Cool.
It wasn't regular honey, bro. All
right. You guys can duke this out in the car on the way home, but we had some great exhibition football this weekend. The Senior Bowl is what I'm talking about, of course. Obviously not the garbage that the NFL put out this weekend, but we have NFL honors on Sunday, so we'll be giving out predictions for all the awards. Got 52 days till the MLB season. So excited. March 27th can't come soon enough. We still got some big names that need to find their teams for the season. Some guys that are currently on teams for the season but might find a new home before the year begins. Whole lot of stuff going on with that. Just so everybody knows, next week for the Super Bowl, we're going live. We're going to do a live stream for the Super Bowl instead of doing a Monday episode. So it will count as, I believe, episode 230 of the podcast. But it will be a live stream starting at 6:30 when the Super Bowl starts, going all the way to the end of the Super Bowl. I think Mike's going to be here. I haven't totally ironed that out yet, but I believe Mike will be here, but Nathan and Colin will be here with me.
You should tell him to bring Jelly Bean.
Maybe. Maybe. We'll see. I would love to
How do you feel about that name?
I'm not a huge fan of the name, but that's just because, like I've always said, athletes. Got to name a dog after an athlete.
Yeah, like a professional disc golfer.
No.
Like Calvin Heimberg.
No, definitely not. That's
Baby.
What a loser.
Excuse me.
What?
That's mean.
That was a pretty lame thing. Nobody's naming dogs after professional disc golfers.
Just wait till I have my son.
Oh, God. Whatever. But the episode's not going to go out on podcast platforms, so you got to tune in on YouTube, or you can go back and watch the live stream back after it's over. And the next thing after that is that we have a normal episode next Friday after the Super Bowl. I think that's Valentine's Day. And then we're going to be taking 2 weeks off from the podcast. So we're going to return with a Monday episode on March 3rd. But during those 2 weeks that we're out, we got two videos coming out. One of them on the first Wednesday, one of them on the second Wednesday. One of them we just recorded. All-time NFL teams by colleges. It was a blast. You guys are really going to enjoy the video. Pretty difficult, but you're going to have to see the video. Nathan did a great job putting that together for us. And then the next one, I'm going to just keep as a surprise, which also means I haven't necessarily decided on it. but I'm keeping it as a surprise for now. So you'll just have to see. So that means you need to be subscribed here on YouTube and turn on post notifications so you know whenever anything's coming out here, as well as just like and comment on this video and future ones. Follow us on Instagram. Stay up to date with everything we got going on. Follow us on TikTok for the short form content. Join the Second Short subreddit, r/2ndandshort. And, of course, on the podcast platforms, rate 5 stars and give us a follow. Should we talk about the Lakers in the Mavericks trade? I know we don't talk about basketball, but it's like the biggest thing going on in sports right now.
Yeah, the Mavericks, that GM's done.
Yeah, that guy is just crazy.
Jerry Jones is not the worst DM or GM in Dallas right
now. No, that was like the weirdest move ever. You trade a 25-year-old superstar for a 31-year-old injury-prone player.
You didn't even get any draft picks.
No, nothing for the future. Nothing. It makes no sense at all.
Like, there was no rumors about this.
No, this happened. Like, and nobody knew about it. Like, Jason Kidd, the coach of the Mavericks, didn't know. LeBron didn't know. Like, literally nobody knew. except the GM of the Mavericks and like and Rob Pelinka, the GM of the Lakers, and like the owners and stuff of the Lakers.
You just
too.
Woke up and was like, you know what? I feel like losing my job. I'm trading away Luka.
I guess. Yeah. I think it's absolutely insane to trade Luka off for the Lakers. There you go.
Did you see what Mark Cuban said a couple years ago?
Yeah, that he would get divorced
trading Luka. Now he's a minority owner and they traded him.
That's what happens when you sell your ownership. Mm-hmm. But like LeBron is obviously like 40 years old, not going to be around forever. Luka's 25. If you can get 10 years out of Luka, congrats, like you won.
The man could be sick with the bird flu and he's dropping a triple-double.
Yeah, he's an absolute dog. So
the Mavericks loves selling, bro, because they could have had Luka Doncic and Jalen Brunson on the same team.
Yeah, and Porzingis. All three of them were there at the same time.
But yeah, let's just settle with AD, Klay Thompson, and Kyrie.
Yeah. That sounds so good in 2017.
I was about to say, Kyrie and AD out of their prime.
Talk about what happened in their first game.
Yeah, 50-19 after the first quarter versus the Cavs.
The Cavs dropped 91 in the first half.
Yeah. Not good.
144-103.
Good Lord.
That's insane.
Just a problem, man.
I have a feeling they were letting kids play out of the crowd.
Also, I would assume Anthony Davis wasn't playing.
He was not.
I don't think
he's probably injured.
That certainly throws things off when you're playing without
Luka. He actually hasn't been horrible this year.
He's been really good.
He's a very good player. He just can't really stay on the court. Now, I think he fits in with the team really well. Like, Anthony Davis has wanted somebody to play center for the Lakers that was not him the whole time he's been there. They never got him a center. And now he's going to the Mavs where he's going to get to play power forward, which is what he wants to do. That makes sense.
Do the Mavericks have a center?
Yes. I can't remember who it is, but they have a starting center. So he'll get to play the four. And it seems like AD wants to play with Kyrie. I think that's cool. I think that tandem works. It's just like a lot of people are saying that it's just like all three of the best players on that team are just all famous sidekicks. It's honestly very funny. Like, you had Kyrie with LeBron in Cleveland, and Klay obviously with Steph, and then Anthony Davis with LeBron.
Bro, I saw a meme of like Steph doing like the famous behind the back pass when he's dribbling in, and he like did it to nobody. One of the first few games after Klay left.
Yeah,
I almost started crying. I was like, bro, I was like, imagine if you're Klay and you're at home, like, and like you have a bunch of people over, and you're just watching the game. And he does that, and everyone just goes silent.
It would be hilarious.
So do you know who the starting center is now for the Lakers?
Mo Bamba.
Jackson Hayes.
Oh, man. He cannot play center. Jokic is about to put up 100 the next time they play.
I have a feeling Rui Hachimura is going to be forced to play center.
He's not even big enough either.
No, he's 6'8", but I have a feeling that they're going to...
Who all was involved in the Mavs, like, besides Luka?
Oh, and also, this was a three-team trade.
Yes.
Jalen Hood-Schifino, I think, goes to the Jazz.
Yeah,
he's just kind of thrown into the fold. I love that the Jazz got nothing out of this. They're part of the trade. They get a player and a pick, I think, but like not a great
did they give up
time
anything?
For the Jazz. Yeah, I think they might have given up like a pick.
Yeah, what a build for the future.
Yeah, super weird trade, and it's obviously just
Jalen Johnson's
fire.
Out for the season.
Yeah.
So the Lakers got Doncic, Maxi Kleber.
Yeah.
And Markieff Morris from the Mavericks.
Okay.
Dallas acquired Anthony Davis, Max Christie, and the Lakers' 2029 first-round pick. The Jazz received Jalen Hood-Schifino and the Clippers' 2025 second-round pick and the Mavericks' 2025 second-round pick.
So the Mavericks did get a pick from the Lakers?
I think they might have gotten the pick from the Jazz.
They got the 2029, Lakers' 2029 first-round pick.
Yeah, the NBA confuses the hell out of me.
In
with,
4 years,
future
they have
pick.
First round pick.
Yeah, it's unbelievable.
Oh, sick. So, what, are you scouting freshmen right now?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, it's sophomores because they have to play 1 year in college. But yeah, high school sophomores are the guys that are going to be getting picked in that draft. That's crazy. Okay, to what we actually talk about on these podcasts, we're going to start off with our NFL honors predictions. And we'll begin with assistant coach of the year. It's kind of the least important. That's why we're starting here. We'll finish with MVP. Assistant coach of the year, which all of these are names you should definitely know.
Hey, bro, your phone.
Yeah. Joe Brady, Bills offensive coordinator, obviously led an unbelievable offense in
so
Buffalo.
So is what you have down like the finalists?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes. You got Vic Fangio, Eagles defensive coordinator. You have Brian Flores, Vikings defensive coordinator, Aaron Glenn, the Lions defensive coordinator, and then Ben Johnson, Lions offensive
coordinator. I love that they have both the coordinators for the Lions on
Yeah, and they both deserve it, and I think Ben Johnson will probably win.
Probably.
Obviously, he was just doing things this year.
That Lions offense was just insane,
man. Yeah, it was unbelievable. Now, the Eagles defense, Vic Fangio should get a lot of credit for turning that around because last year was a dumpster fire. And Joe Brady as well should get a lot of credit. But also, he came in as like the interim by the end of the year last year, like before the end of the year last year, and then was the offensive coordinator this year. And now, Josh Allen had a crazy year, but he didn't get the numbers across the board. I think what Ben Johnson's advantage is for the offensive side is that, like, Jared Goff had an amazing year. Amon-Ra was amazing. Jahmyr Gibbs had an unbelievable year. David Montgomery, when he was healthy, was great. The offensive line was crazy, and then you obviously have these crazy-ass play designs that he's
run. I would like to – something that I think that would help Joe Brady, you know, sort of take his game higher.
Yeah.
Get your playmakers more involved.
Yeah.
Like, definitely. You traded for Amari Cooper, and that man...
He's just a decoy.
That man did nothing.
Yeah.
One of your highly scouted rookies, Keon Coleman, nothing.
Yeah.
At this point, you should have drafted Xavier Worthy. He's playing in a Super Bowl.
Yeah. Yeah, and then, you know, Brian Flores, Aaron Glenn definitely deserve their flowers. Obviously, Aaron Glenn got himself a head coaching job for the Jets, but... It just, Aaron Glenn gets outshined by Ben Johnson easily. And then for Brian Flores, the Vikings defense was pretty good for what they had. I think it was just a defense nobody had any expectations of, and they did a really good job in the draft, and they did a really good job in free agency picking people up. And so, like, they overachieved, but they weren't, like, a top defense necessarily.
They outplayed what everybody thought they were going to do. Because, like you said, you get rid of Danielle Hunter, you're thinking, all right, we're going to give up, like, 40 points a game.
Yeah.
But they go out and they draft Dallas Turner. Harrison Smith played out of his mind this year.
Yeah, Jonathan Grenard had a good year.
Yeah,
Stephon Gilmore was pretty solid in the secondary.
Everybody, Josh Metellus was playing insane. Like, everybody like stepped up because they knew like their star defensive players were no longer there. So everyone got a little bit more shine.
And yeah.
I think that helped them gel into being a very good defense. But also, you're playing in a division where you have the Lions offense that you have to play
and the Packers. Yeah, it's tough. I'm gonna go with Ben Johnson though. He just
I think it's the only right choice.
Yeah, he stood out the most. Next, let's talk coach of the year. So the head coaches, you got Dan Campbell, obviously the Lions head coach, Kevin O'Connell, Vikings head coach, Sean Payton, Denver Broncos head coach, Dan Quinn for the Commanders, and Andy Reid for the Chiefs.
I think it's down to two. I think it's both the Dans.
Yeah. I don't know. I don't even know about Dan Campbell. I think, to me, the two is Dan Quinn and Sean Payton. They're the two that came. Well, I guess you could also give some credit to Kevin O'Connell. Those three teams, really, the Vikings, Broncos, and Commanders, all came into the season and like were projected to be pretty bad.
Yeah.
I think Sean Payton or Dan Quinn is the easier choice to me. Both of them, rookie quarterbacks, obviously... Sean Payton's rookie quarterback had a worse like image going into it. Obviously overachieved. Jaden Daniels, even you could have said he was going to be amazing. He still overachieved.
NFC
for what?
Championship.
Yeah.
Bro.
Yeah, NFC Championship appearance. Obviously that doesn't factor into this cuz it's a regular season award, but I think Sean Payton and Dan Quinn are my two favorites in this. I'd probably lean Dan Quinn just cuz of the storyline with the Commanders and they make the playoffs,
get
like
Andy
all
Reid
that.
Get out of there, bro.
Yeah, Andy Reid, like, you're going to get the nom just because you won 15 games.
Yeah.
But, like, kind of crazy, like, Sean McDermott doesn't get any credit here. If Andy Reid does, it's kind of weird. But, and, like, Dan Campbell obviously deserves his love, and he gets plenty of love. To me, I think Sean Payton and Dan Quinn are the guys, but Dan Quinn's probably my pick.
You know who I think could have been, like, sneaky, and I would have been okay with him being on that list for finalists? Sean McVay.
Yeah, I think the Rams certainly showed up at times.
I think he's the sixth man out. Like he's the next man out.
Maybe.
He had a really good year, I think, with what he had.
Yeah, I agree with that. So who's your final pick?
I'm probably gonna ride with Dan Quinn here.
Okay.
As much as it kills me.
Yeah, it does suck to see him thriving, unfortunately. You got AP Comeback Player of the Year. we're going to have a little discussion about number five here. But Joe Burrow makes a lot of sense. Coming off of some weird injuries last season, finally got things right early in the year, played insane. Sam Darnold
makes the most sense to me.
I don't know because, okay, are we going for comeback player of the year like they came back from an injury, or are we going for comeback player of the year like they came back from not being a good quarterback? Because that's what Joe Flacco did last year, and he won it. But, like, they said they want to change the standards for this award.
So the way the NFL has shaped this award, it's, okay, you didn't really play last year.
Yeah.
You get a full season, you ball out. All right, you're our comeback player of the year.
Yeah, but then, like, a guy like J.K. Dobbins, who's off, like, back-to-back, like, ACL and Achilles.
Yeah.
Has a great season, and he's not going to get love for it. Christian Gonzalez was amazing.
Same thing. What, he tore his ACL?
Yeah, in like the first couple weeks of his rookie season, comes out, was one of the best corners in the league. DeMar Hamlin was not good enough to be on this list. He was fine.
Listen, are you guys just going to put DeMar Hamlin on comeback player of the year every year?
Until he wins it.
Like we get it. Yeah, he died on the field and came back.
Yeah. But also,
he commits too many flags.
That also happened two seasons ago. It was two seasons removed from that. We don't need to still be doing this, honestly. I think it's crazy. I'm glad he's playing every game, but he's not playing at an elite level.
Yeah, hot take. I'm surprised he's starting in the NFL.
Yeah, he's really not like that great of a player.
He's really not that great.
No. It's hard.
Could it be because he died and came back, so everything moves a little bit slower now?
Could be.
Get him out of there. Okay. I hate to say it, bro, but you might need to hang it up.
He's not great. He's not great. I can't decide if I want to give it to Sam Darnold, just because he was just a bad quarterback for a long time, and then just decided to be good. Joe Burrow actually is coming back from an injury.
I would want to give it to Joe Burrow, but I think the NFL is going to give it to Sam Darnold because he came into the starting spot for the Vikings when
it was supposed to be JJ.
It was pretty obvious that they were going to go with JJ McCarthy, and he comes out and he wins 14 games.
Yeah, that's fair. I'm going to go with Burrow. Just the numbers were absolutely unbelievable coming off of an injury.
Because if the Cincinnati had somewhat of a decent defense, they would be playing in a Super Bowl, right?
Oh yeah. Oh yeah.
Joe Burrow had that good of a year.
Yeah, he was unbelievable.
Joe Burrow this year, bro, the defense better pay for every single one of his meals. they better be cleaning his fucking house. Yeah. Not Liv.
Oh yeah, Olivia Ponton. I don't know how you say it, but she's like his assistant, I think.
Yeah.
That's crazy. Insane.
Go from being a TikTok star to,
I think she's still popular on TikTok. I think she does like modeling and stuff. No, she works for him. Yeah. Probably lives in his house. Because she was there when it got burglarized. I know. I know why you're giving us that look. Well, okay. No, that's what everybody has said. Trust me.
Joe and Olivia sitting in a tree.
All right. So your pick is Sam Darnold?
I want to pick Joe Burrow, okay, but I think the NFL is going to pick.
I'm going with Joe Burrow because I do think the NFL wants to start thinking of this award as coming back from an injury.
I would be happy if it was Joe Burrow.
Okay. Defensive Rookie of the Year.
Mm.
Cooper DeJean. I don't know how. Is it DeJean? Okay. Because I was saying that for a while, and then everybody decided it was DeJean or DeJean.
Cooper DeJean, not my safety. And it's like, he'll lock up your number one. Brandon Graham or somebody.
I thought you just made that up. Nah, I was like, what is happening?
CJ
right
Gardner-Johnson, whatever, they were like singing a song in the locker room.
Oh, nice.
About that.
Okay, well, the rest of the list, Braden Fisk from the Los Angeles Rams, Quinyon Mitchell from the Philadelphia Eagles, Chop Robinson from the Dolphins.
He was great, but yeah, he's fifth place in this list.
Jared Verse, the winner. Jared Verse, 100%.
JV8?
JV8, V8, whatever you want to call him. Jared Verse easily wins.
Who else
award.
Is going to chase down Saquon Barkley?
Yeah. No, he's actually unbelievable. And like Braden Fisk led the Rams in sacks this season. Jared Verse only had like 3.5 sacks. It's just the tackles for loss and the QB pressures and QB hits are unbelievable numbers for Jared Verse. And Cooper was pretty good, but like
I love that it's two Rams, two Eagles, and then
yeah,
and a lousy Chop Dolphin. Robinson.
Yeah, he was fine.
Just he's, like I said, he was fifth best on this list.
Yeah, Cooper might have been fifth best.
No.
I don't know,
bro. Cooper,
he had some moments for sure. I think he's the product of an extremely good defense.
I think Cooper
Quinion was way better than him.
I think Quinion's better in man.
Yeah.
Cooper's better in zone. So they each thrive in their
I think they just they roles. Play very different. Yeah, that's for sure.
Better roles.
Yeah. I still think Quinion's a better overall one.
Like Cooper DeJean, one of my favorite slot corners.
Yeah. Sure. He played well. I just don't think he's that good on his own.
Roll back some of the draft talk from last year.
Biggest
Cooper DeJean Glazer out there right
there. There's players I was way more wrong about than Cooper DeJean, trust me. But I don't think he's exactly at like the highest level. And I also go back to draft talk. I said Quinion Mitchell was better than him. Yeah. So
remember when the Falcons had a chance to get Quinion Mitchell?
Yeah.
And we got Michael Penix.
Yeah, we could have drafted all of them. We could have drafted Braden Fisk twice. Yeah, Rook.
I hate that month.
He didn't do anything. He literally did nothing.
You said you don't have your mic on.
All right. Well, who's your pick? Obviously, I'm going with Jared Verse.
Colin sees an Alabama name.
What?
None of them are from Alabama.
Never mind. I was thinking of somebody else.
What, you have...
I'm thinking of Dallas Turner.
Yeah. I forgot he did not have that great of a season.
He had a great season, just not like these motherfuckers.
These guys. No, these guys were all animals this year.
Can I vote Will Anderson again?
Nope.
That motherfucker was good. I'll go JV8.
All right. Next one. Offensive rookie of the year. Look, Jaden Daniels is obviously the winner. Before we even go through the nominees, Jaden Daniels won. I want to have the conversation about who's number two. Brock Bowers, Jaden Daniels, Malik Nabers, Bo Nix, Brian Thomas Jr.
I like how there's three LSU players on here.
Yeah, LSU, certainly quite a class.
Brock Bowers was great.
Mm-hmm.
Like, insane numbers he put up. All right, so I'm going to go from 5-1.
Okay.
5-1. We're both going to go 5-1.
Yeah, we can do that.
Five, unfortunately, I think I'm going to put Nabers.
Okay. I'm going to put Nix at 5.
Mainly just because, like, I just feel bad for Nabers because he didn't have a fucking quarterback.
Yeah, but that's what makes his numbers even more astounding to me.
Yeah, but I don't know. Just the way I look at it, it's just I would put Nabers at 5 and I put Nix at 4.
Okay, I'm putting Brian Thomas Jr. at 4. He scored a lot of touchdowns, but that's really
I liked Brian Thomas Jr.
I'm not saying I didn't like him. I'm just saying Brian Thomas Jr. Nathan, I know you're about to say, no, that's not all he did because he also led rookies in receiving yards. I get that part.
Nathan's only saying that because he was on his fantasy team.
I just think I think Malik Nabers was more impressive in a lot more things to me than Brian Thomas Jr.
Okay. I got BTJ at my 3.
I have Malik Nabers at 3.
All right. Bowers at 2.
Yeah.
Okay.
Bowers at 2 and then...
Listen, he's a tight end putting up those numbers for the Raiders.
Unbelievable.
For the fucking Raiders.
Unbelievable.
Aiden O'Connell, Gardner Minshew, and Desmond Ridder.
Talk about a guy who didn't have a quarterback.
And what the fuck else were they going to do besides...
They didn't have a running game, and he was double, triple covered every game.
They also drafted a tight end first round last year.
Yeah. And the last couple games, Michael Mayer played a lot of snaps. And Bowers was still heavy in snaps.
What? Yeah, Mayer's a much better blocker. Jaden Daniels, we'll give him some quick love here. I know we've glazed him all season, but
good shit, brother.
The amount of ridiculous moments throughout this season. Obviously the Bears Hail Mary is like the top of the list, but like so many great late game situations that he won games for the Commanders with.
Yeah.
Like unbelievable. And the horrible team he plays on. Mm. Like, the rest of the guys on that team, other than Terry McLaurin,
if you can make Zacchaeus look like
Deami Brown had like great weeks in the playoffs.
Washed up Austin Eckler.
Yeah, like the weird ass squad. He was missing Brian Robinson for most of the season. Like
I will say Zach Ertz had a hell of a year.
Oh, he was
great. He was a great safety blanket for Jaden Daniels.
He was great. But then like that defense is awful, and they were still winning some tight games. Like Jaden Daniels was truly unbelievable. I think it's the best rookie quarterback season ever.
Yeah,
easily. So shout out to Jaden Daniels. All right. Offensive player of the year. This one, I think there's a conversation for, but I think there's a clear answer.
It's your options. Saquon.
Your options are Saquon Barkley, Joe Burrow, Ja'Marr Chase, Derrick Henry, and Lamar Jackson. I will admit it's crazy that Josh Allen is not here.
Yeah.
I think that's insane considering it's between him and Lamar for MVP, in my opinion, but we're about to get to that.
Saquon Barkley should be winning.
Saquon, obviously. No. Shut up. Saquon is obviously winning Offensive Player of the Year.
Yes.
You rush for 2,000 yards, you win Offensive Player of the Year.
How many 50-plus yard touchdowns did he have this year?
I don't even know, but it's too many. More than you can count on your hand, if I had to guess.
He had, what, 4 against the Rams?
Yeah.
That's 2 games.
Yeah. Burrow, certainly. Burrow and Chase both deserve to be here. Offensively, unbelievable. It's just you're not going to give... You know, much love to them MVP-wise, first of all, because Ja'Marr is catching the passes from Joe Burrow, and Joe Burrow played well outside of what he did with Ja'Marr Chase this season.
Yeah, but his team lost.
But his team kept losing, and that's the biggest issue there for MVP. He is still a finalist for MVP, by the way. But,
yeah, as he should be.
Yeah, for sure. Saquon, it was just so ridiculous.
You know what I think?
It was an automatic 100 yards every
year. You know what I think solidified his offensive player of the year? The backwards hurdle.
The backwards hurdle was the craziest play you'll see on a football field.
Ungodly, bro.
Yeah.
To get that high.
Yeah, it defies physics. Like, that is, I know we've had the discussion of, like, play of the year versus highlight of the year. That was highlight of the year.
Let's get a video going of us going out to local football field trying to do a backwards hurdle.
Colin's
going to
try and do a backwards hurdle until he gets. Until he
Nathan,
gets it.
You're the defensive player.
I will be the defensive player, and I will be wearing a helmet and pads. And I'll be going up. I'll be
you
launching
better
off
get
the ground.
Up, Colin.
Yeah. I need to go get those TikTok shoes.
You need to get a cup.
The face is the wrong direction.
I'm going backwards, Doug.
Dude, you
Better just
better
wear
cover
pads.
Up your ass. That whole helmet's going to be in there.
Also, I want to put in something here. Grayson,
please.
You mentioned... on last week's episode with Luke, that if you're going to win something or be better than everyone else, mm-hmm. you need to do something we haven't seen before.
He did it.
I mean, yes, the hurdle, but I'm talking about statistically wise.
Yeah, the numbers.
Saquon finished 8th in a season for rushing yards. Ja'Marr finished 14th in a season for receiving yards this year.
Exactly.
And I feel like that alone kind of tells you the story you need.
Yeah, if you're a position player, it is not, I guess everybody's a position player in the NFL, but if you're not a quarterback and you're trying to win MVP, you just have to break a record because, like what Nathan was saying, and I'll just quickly reiterate what I said on the podcast with Luke, is that quarterbacks have gotten so much better. So why have the running backs and the wide receivers not? Why have the wide receivers and running backs not put up record-breaking numbers when over these past, you know, 2 decades with these great quarterbacks that we're seeing, all of them are putting up record-breaking numbers over and over and over again? You got to match the same energy. Like, you got to bring the same energy at running back or wide receiver if you want to also be in conversation for MVP. With that being said, Saquon, easily offensive player of the year.
I'll put one more thing into there. Derrick Henry. Finished 11th in a season in rushing yards.
Yeah, he's still had
Derrick
a phenomenal
Henry chase for second place here.
I'm going Ja'Marr, mainly because of dominance at his position. There was not another wide receiver that had a year like him. And this was a year that in the first, 5 weeks, we're sitting here talking about how quarterbacks aren't throwing the ball and we're not getting big yardage games. Ja'Marr Chase had an insane wide receiver year regardless of that. I think that's where I take Chase. And it was the huge games that Ja'Marr Chase had. Obviously, Derrick Henry had its fair share of huge games. But it was much more like, I guess for me, Derrick Henry got outshined by Lamar Jackson a little bit sometimes. Whereas like Joe Burrow had big games, and a lot of times when he had a big game, so did Ja'Marr, and Ja'Marr got a lot more of the love.
Yeah. I think Derrick Henry gets screwed here because of Saquon, obviously.
Yeah.
But
where's Marvin Mims at? Why is he not on this list?
If this was off the last, 2 weeks of the season, Marvin Mims would be here.
By the way, the next closest running back who made the list for single season rushing yards.
Let me guess. I'm going to guess this.
Who was third in rushing yards? Mm-hmm. Kyron? No.
Josh Jacobs?
Bijan.
Oh, yeah.
Bijan. 120th.
Yeah, how do we not guess
Bijan? I was thinking about it, but I was like, he catches the ball a lot. Shout out Bijan. I knew he
but
broke
that's
a
how
thousand.
Far ahead Saquon and Derrick Henry were. 8th and 11th, and then 120th.
That's crazy. All right, defensive player of the year. I think there's a fun discussion to be had here.
I think it's between two.
Okay. Well, your options are Zach Bond of the Philadelphia Eagles, Myles Garrett from the Browns, Trey Hendrickson from the Bengals, Pat Surtain from the Broncos, and T.J. Watt from the Steelers.
I think you can really only talk about two. One for sure is winning it, and it's PS2.
Okay. Is your other one Trey Hendrickson? Because I was thinking Trey Hendrickson. You thinking Zach Bond? Zach Bond was an animal. Don't get me wrong. What a pickup, by the way,
by
the Saints.
How many games over double-digit tackles?
Oh, he was unbelievable. But as we have gone back and looked, and I constantly stress this to Luke, when you look back on a season for a player, do not go off of tackles. Because if you go off of tackles for like 3 straight years, Foye Oluokun was the best linebacker in the league. So you can't just base your opinions off of tackles. Now, Zach Bond, when you look at the fact that last year he was like a special teamer for the Saints, and like the Eagles brought him in on just like the cheapest contract you could find. Sorry, what was that? 8 games with double-digit tackles for Zach Bond. So over 50% of the games. Unreal. Absolutely unreal for Zach Bond. Myles Garrett, I think, is just here to be here. I don't think he put up, like, he still ended up putting up great numbers, but, like, he didn't put up crazy Myles Garrett numbers.
Yeah, he was just average Myles Garrett.
Yeah, and then Trey Hendrickson, I think, was
the only shining star for the Cincinnati Bengals defense.
Exactly. The only thing worth watching on the defense for the Bengals outside of the occasional Cam Taylor-Britt unbelievable interception. PS2, I agree with you. PS2 was unreal. And I was so surprised that he was so good because we talked about how the fact that the Broncos defense just had a bunch of nobodies all over the field except for him. But also, he got fucking paid before this year. And a lot of times, guys don't play that well when they just got paid like that. He stepped up and had a career year. Obviously, it's a short career to this point, but a career year. And then your last guy, T.J. Watt, also had a great year.
Just kept getting hurt.
Yeah, he just gets like a little bit banged up here and there. He starts off the year coming back from injury and then ends the year and he's banged up. Like it just always happens. Now, T.J. Watt might not be a Steeler, honestly, this summer or next summer, but that's something you'll have to see.
Yes, he's going to be a Chief.
I don't know about Chief. Maybe.
Or he's going to be a Ram and they're going to defer his contract.
The one I've been hearing is the Patriots.
poor guy. But,
yeah. I don't know.
Atlanta's a nice place to live.
Pro Bowl quarterback. They got a Pro Bowl quarterback.
So do the Dolphins.
He's a backup, though. Tyler Huntley is the backup.
Yeah, they have a Pro Bowl backup quarterback.
That's a good point. That means something. Does Tua have a Pro Bowl yet?
I think so.
I think
2 years ago.
Okay. So your pick is Pat Surtain for defensive player of the year.
Yeah.
I think I'm going to go with Trey Hendrickson. The AP voters love the sack leader every year.
Yeah.
They absolutely love that. So I'm going to go with Trey.
PS2 just does some ungodly stuff.
He's
locks
unreal.
Down the best wide receivers in the game, which wide receivers now are just different than wide receivers before. So
definitely.
You have to look differently when you're looking at cornerbacks.
Yeah. I definitely agree. And I think what's interesting about the way you phrase that is that back in the day, corners, safeties, linebackers. We're winning this award like every year. Mm-hmm. And then in these last, you know, probably this last decade, the edge rusher has just taken over this this job or this award. And it just, it's dominated by the edge rushers now. Yeah. So I'm going to go with Trey Hendrickson just based off of what I see the AP voters typically favoring. Okay. MVP time. I think it's really a battle of two.
Yes.
Your finalists are Josh Allen, Saquon Barkley, Joe Burrow, Jared Goff, and Lamar Jackson.
All right, 5-1.
5-1?
Yep.
Goff at 5.
I'm going to agree. I'm probably putting Burrow at 3. Or Burrow at 4. Wow.
Okay. Yeah. Yeah, I'll put Burrow at 4 and then Barkley.
Saquon at 3.
Yeah, Saquon at 3.
Here's where it gets interesting.
It does. The top two is very interesting.
I'm gonna say my personal list.
Okay.
This is not how I think it's going to go.
Okay.
Lamar at 2, Josh Allen at 1.
But you think Lamar.
I think they're going to give it to Lamar.
Okay. Lamar would be a back-to-back winner, which would be extremely impressive. And I would say that Lamar Jackson had the impressive numbers, the passing yards, the rushing, you know, whatnot. Allen obviously had more rushing touchdowns. Still also a great passer. His best year when it came to limiting turnovers. I know everybody was bringing up like, oh, well, Josh Allen threw more interceptions than Lamar Jackson. Josh Allen fumbled like twice. Lamar Jackson fumbled, I think, like 10, 11 times this season. That's where I see Josh Allen's value go up there, is yeah, limiting the turnovers. Because when you're talking about the value to your team, I mean, Joe Burrow gave you as much value as he possibly could on offense. He's not going to win this award. Josh Allen made sure that his defense didn't have to get back out on the field. Josh Allen made sure that his defense didn't have to play a final drive or whatever it was. And Lamar Jackson certainly did his fair share. It's just the fumbles and whatnot are a problem. And where I'm really sold on Josh Allen is that he had nobody. He had absolutely nobody in comparison to what the Ravens have. Now, wide receiver, you probably, all in all, it's relatively close. But when you see, you know, obviously Amari Cooper joined later in the year, but clearly past his prime when it looks like it. Keon Coleman was not what we expected. Khalil Shakir certainly played his role.
I think he exceeded expectations.
Oh, for sure. But he has the same role as Zay Flowers, and Zay Flowers did it 10 times better.
Yeah.
And then, you know, Ravens-wise, Bateman, all these guys that step up throughout the year, likely Mark Andrews for...
Mark Andrews turned up the last half of the season.
Yeah, just not the last play of the year. Yeah, unfortunate, really.
There's twice in that game.
Yeah.
There's a fourth down and then the end zone.
Yeah, it sucks. People are going to give up on him.
I gave up on him week one, brother.
But yeah, Josh Allen just had nothing. That's really what it comes down to.
But when you look at it, you got to think about the numbers Lamar put up while having Derrick Henry. Like, both of them put up those numbers.
That's a good point. But then again, James Cook, like, still puts up good numbers as well. But
not
yeah,
Derrick
Josh
Henry
Allen.
Numbers.
No, but like, yeah, Josh Allen obviously steals the ball from him quite a bit. Yeah, I don't know. I think what?
You said Josh Allen steals the ball from him quite a bit.
Yeah, he steals the ball from James Cook.
Okay. My bad. I was sitting here and I'm just like, my brain's been doing some fucking weird things today.
That's what happens when you are locked in your room for a few days. I think that probably is.
So hearing them just like laugh and have a good time, I was just like,
traumatizing.
I literally at one point I texted him. I was like, hey,
hey, what are you guys doing?
Nathan's like, what's up, sicko? Go to bed. And then they were like, let's go to Walmart and just walk around. They know that's like one of my favorite things to do.
Why is that one of your favorite things to do?
We like to go look at the clearance aisle.
We got ice cream.
Nice. And you didn't share, I'm guessing? No.
When the fuck did we get ice cream?
Have you seen that video?
Colin's been saying it for the last couple of days. Anytime somebody mentions ice cream, he just goes, when the fuck did we get ice cream? Shout out to you if you know that video.
It's a fantastic video. Oh. I'm going with Josh Allen.
Yeah.
I also hate the idea of a back-to-back MVP in the NFL.
Like I said.
Especially when your team got better.
Like I said.
It's probably going to go to Lamar.
It's probably going to go to Lamar.
I'm picking Josh Allen because I think The AP voters want a new MVP every year. Nathan, stop playing with my candle lighter.
Hear me out. I'm surprised they didn't find a way to put Mahomes as the fifth.
That's MVP a fantastic point. That's a great point. How much you guys want to bet Patrick Mahomes is a finalist for comeback player of the year next year?
I was telling Luke, I was like, the Chiefs are going to lose the Super Bowl, but yet Mahomes is somehow going to be Super Bowl MVP.
Probably. That would happen.
I think the whole country, besides like Cowboys fans, are rooting for the Eagles.
Yeah, yeah. I feel like if you're from the NFC East, you just can't.
I think they're all rooting for a meteor strike.
I'm rooting for the Chiefs. I hate Philadelphia.
I don't really want to see either
one. If we weren't doing a live stream, I probably wouldn't watch it.
Yeah, that's what
you can say that all you want. It's the fucking Super Bowl. You watch the game.
I'd rather place bets on what songs are going to get sung by Kendrick Lamar at halftime.
Oh yeah, we do need to figure out what the coverage of halftime looks like.
Yeah, I know
because
Luke wants to.
Yeah,
know.
Because either we're gonna have to mute our mics so that we can listen to it. So then people just be watching us be like. The whole time Kendrick's performing, or we have to have it muted and we can still talk and react.
We can mute it and how about this? We actually play some games this time.
Yeah, we can do that. But I want to watch the Kendrick perform. We'll have another TV, so it'll be fine. But I do want to watch Kendrick's performance. Okay. That's it for the NFL Awards.
Nice.
Predictions for Walter Payton Man of the Year?
Anybody? Oh, NFC won the Pro Bowl for the third year in a row.
Wait, that happened?
Yeah.
There's still somebody that wins?
Mm-hmm. They play a little flag football game. And, like, they combine the scores for all the events and everything. I know Drake May threw a pick six to Buda Baker.
I did just see that JSN threw a pick six as well.
Yeah, it's crazy.
Grayson said on the podcast he would not talk about the Pro Bowl.
Ah.
So let's move on because the Pro Bowl sucks.
MLB? MLB?
Yeah, I'm done.
All right. I literally have three things for the MLB. It might take 3 minutes to talk about. The Reds are now a contender for Pete Alonso.
Why?
Because the Mets won't pay him, I guess.
The Reds don't need him.
No, they don't at all.
Weren't we talking about last year how like much like corner youth prospects they have and that they need to get rid of? So why are you going out and getting another one?
I don't know. I'm just going off the rumor I saw.
You're just going to get a right-handed Adam Dunn out of him.
Well, a couple of years of Adam Dunn was damn good, though.
Bro, his silver card in MLB The Show 19. Talk about a glitch.
Dog. Yeah, look, I'm sure Pete Alonso will have a silver card by the end of this year.
All right, we're going to just real quick, favorite glitch to use in Diamond Dynasty.
Oh, well, are we talking BR? Or
yeah,
showdown.
BR?
Anthony Santander. So, when he was a bronze.
Yeah.
Yeah. I think that was 21.
Mondesi from
me. Adalberto Mondesi was a dog, too. Switch hitter.
That man. Wow.
Bunt. He bunted so well.
Yes.
So well. Shout out.
Or common Derek Dietrich.
Yeah. While we're on this MLB The Show conversation, how are we feeling about a 3-player cover? Did you guys see the cover?
I don't mind it.
Nah.
It gives it a chance for like the cover curse to not really be that effective.
That's fair. Yeah. Because like I want Paul Skenes to just like win Cy Young. Well, not over any Braves players if there is any in consideration. But I want him to be very good this year. But now he's on the cover.
Also.
And Ellie De La Cruz too. I want him to be good and he's probably not.
Grayson.
Gunner?
If it happens.
Gunner, we'll see.
If they talk about like Road to the Show, it's not this game, right? It'd be MLB The Show 26.
Can they just fucking
say?
Can they
put this
game
one?
On PC?
It'll be this one that comes
bro,
out.
Like Nathan said, bro, if they put Road to the Show where you start in high school,
that would be
awesome. That's what the rumor has been is that you'll start in high school, play
bro,
like college,
I would,
or you'll get drafted out of high school.
Put it on PC, please.
Just buy an Xbox.
No.
Come to our house and play.
It's probably a better idea than me buying the game and playing it for
wait
a week.
Wait till you see the new dynasty that we have going.
Oh, God.
I did a creative dynasty with the second shorties.
Too bad we can't fucking play with two people.
Yeah, because NCAA doesn't want to let you upload team builders into single-player dynasties. You can only do cloud dynasties with them, and you can't two-player co-op them.
That's lame as hell.
Yeah.
Get on your shit, EA.
So I can't even play as the best tight end in the country as Grayson Rosen.
Hell yeah, dude. You guys put in my real size? I think that'd be pretty good.
I think we made you like 6'6".
Wide receiver one, Jatravis Parks. He's 7 foot, 99 speed, 99 catching. Random guy.
He doesn't exist. What about a senior. Did you get Jalen Darby in there?
Not yet.
He basically is.
We've only made the core people.
Yeah. Okay. Me, Colin, or freshmen that haven't, or like they're
redshirted
right now. Yeah, we're redshirted.
So we can play longer.
Yep.
Losers?
Nah.
I'm about to be like Cam McCormick.
I don't know. Spencer's been running.
I'm playing
it up
9 years of college football.
Spencer's like the best wide receiver three in the country right now.
Yeah.
Hell yeah, bro.
Our running back? Insane.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Luke Morozic?
Nah. Right now we got.
Please make Luke your like free safety.
We don't.
I need him hard hitting.
I hope y'all know the nights me and Grayson used to have playing Diamond Dynasty all night.
It was unbelievable.
Especially when the Country Conquest came out.
That was the opening Conquest.
Yeah. But like.
Yeah. When the game first came out, that was like all you could do. That was like the only Conquest map that was even available.
He would come over, bring the whole ass setup.
And
everything.
And we would finish like half the Conquest, like that whole Conquest in the first night
of the
game.
There was 1 year where I played with you guys for a little while, and then that game got boring to me.
Yeah.
You just weren't built diff, bro.
All right. Back to the MLB. Mets and Cubs. Now the teams to watch for a Cease trade. Those are the two teams to watch out for to trade for Dylan Cease.
If he goes to the Mets, I'm going to scream.
Yeah, that's kind of been my thought as well. I even, like, I was scrolling, I think I was on TikTok, maybe, or Instagram, when I, like, first got up the other day. I was just sitting on the shitter, in case anybody was wondering.
Must be nice to be able to scroll through TikTok.
Oh, yeah, I keep forgetting that you just can't. I think I've sent you TikToks.
Oh, yeah, I get email notifications.
It's funny as hell. Emails about TikToks is funny as shit. But I saw just like a graphic of Dylan Cease in a Mets jersey, and I was like, please tell me I didn't miss this overnight, and, and I'm waking up to this. But it was just a rumor, and then now I see that the Cubs are involved. I really want Dylan Cease anywhere but the Padres, except I don't want him on the Mets. I think he should leave the Padres. Just do not go to the New York Mets, please.
I think there's a three-team ban that I don't want him to go.
Dodgers.
It's pretty easy. Mets, Yankees, Dodgers.
What about Phillies? I don't want him on the Phillies.
Rather him on the Phillies than the Dodgers.
That's fair.
I need the
Dodgers to suck.
If he went to the Phillies, we'd rock his shit.
I need the Dodgers out in the wild card this year. That would be a dream come true.
I think the Phillies are on his no trade clause.
Cease?
Yeah.
I think he'll waive his no trade clause for anybody, honestly.
No, not the Phillies, but he grew up an Atlanta Brave, bro. Phillies.
Why would he go to the Mets?
Play with Juan Soto.
Who wants to play with Juan Soto?
You're right. I'd rather make TikTok videos with Bryce Harper.
Yeah, exactly. All right, last one. There's supposedly 5 teams other than the Astros still interested in Alex Bregman. Hmm. So I was under the impression that the Tigers and Red Sox are really the only two. For some reason, the needle is just not moving with anybody. The Cubs are one of the other teams that are reported to be interested. I haven't heard anything about these other two teams. One person said those 3 teams, and one person said there's 5. I don't know who the other two are.
The Mariners have to be one of them.
Probably. They're interested in everyone. But yeah, I can't even think of who the other would be.
The only other person I think would be like the Blue Jays, maybe?
Yeah, that was the other one I had in mind. If they're going to trade off of Vlad, maybe.
I was going to say, they got Santander, so they might.
Well, do you want to add another? I'm trying to think, because they have a lot of righty bats in that lineup already, and Santander's a switch, but still.
Yeah, but I don't know.
It's tough. Yeah, I don't know. I still think the Tigers are the right spot. Former manager and A.J. Hinch is leading it.
I don't know. I'd like to see him go to the Red Sox and not play third.
Yeah, he could be playing second base, or Devers could move to first. Yeah, you could definitely move a lot of things around with that lineup for the Red Sox.
Because the Red Sox got to make moves if they want to compete with the Yankees.
Oh, definitely. Yeah, and the AL East is going to be a issue.
Besides the Rays.
Yeah. Yeah, the Rays are going to suck. The Rays really suck.
Remember when Wander Franco was the thing?
Yeah, I certainly do remember Wander Franco. Mm. I've got a lot of Wander Franco rookie cards. Mm. Yeah. Not really making my money back on those investments.
What, they sell about 14, 15 mil a year?
14 or 15 is probably involved somewhere in that process, if I had to guess. Yeah, I've got nothing else for the MLB. Literally nothing going on these last couple of days. I don't know why, but we've got spring training games this month. Like, that's how close we are to the MLB season. We are in the month of February, which means there's games to be
played.
I'm
ready to see y'all, like, the MLB teams, like, post the videos of pitchers that are
yeah,
slow-mo
as they walk or, in. Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Or,
I
like,
can't
the,
wait.
Like, the bullpen sounds there. Yeah. Oh, when, like, you have, like, 5 to 6 pitchers lined up and they're all just yep. throwing.
Love it.
Dude, sometimes I think that's what heaven's like.
That's what heaven's like?
Yeah, sometimes I think that.
If that's what heaven's like, get me there really quickly.
Yeah,
I'm kidding. I'm kidding. We're good. We're good. That was just a funny joke.
You said you have to shit?
I hope the microphone picked up Nathan farting. Okay. There's nothing going on. Obviously, college football is over.
I really don't even want to talk about it.
Well, I'm going to go through the Senior Bowl because I took notes. I'm a draft guy. Sorry.
Yeah, but we agreed we would not talk draft till after the break.
Okay, but this is Senior Bowl.
Okay, yeah, sorry. So, Grayson's notes, 2 highlights. Jalen Milroe might
sucks.
Go undrafted. There is a good chance that happens. Yep. Number 2, Arian Smith somehow remembered how to catch once his season was done.
That is true. No, first thing is about Jack Besh. Besh? I think it's Besh. No, it's Besh. I was watching the game, and that's what they kept saying. Wide receiver out of TCU. Insane story just for the whole thing. Super underrated heading into the draft process this week. Turned himself, what?
Don't put him on the Chargers.
Oh, yeah. I know.
He'll drop everything.
Well, yeah. But he's extremely good. But then again, if you put him on the Chargers, maybe he's just going to be Ladd McConkey. But... turned himself into like a bona fide day two, maybe back end of day one guy. Todd McShay likened his kind of like draft view to Puka Nacua, who was, I think, a 4th round pick. But then you go on to find out, like, nobody had really heard about this guy. His older brother is the former Princeton quarterback that was killed in New Orleans.
Oh, fuck.
Yeah, Tiger Besh. Was
is that
the,
why you were making those faces?
Sadly, killed in that attack in New Orleans on New Year's. So then, you know, all the players at the Senior Bowl wearing the 7 sticker on their helmets. And then Jack Besh ends up having a unbelievable performance at practice, of course, but also in the game, made some beautiful catches and caught the game-winning walk-off touchdown to win MVP of the Senior Bowl while wearing number 7, which his brother wore.
Sometimes it just means a little bit more to other people.
Yeah, it was actually unbelievable. It's
enough to make a grown man cry.
Yeah, it's just amazing what he did, you know, considering the fact that, you know, They're still mourning the death of his brother like just over a month ago, barely. A month from yesterday, essentially. And he went out and essentially changed his own life, changed the trajectory of his career in this game. It's unbelievable. Shout out to Jack Besh. I will be talking about him a lot more. No?
Brother was there with him the whole time.
Oh, yeah. I think he said something... like, you know, he gave me wings today. Something along those lines.
Dude,
I
lose my shit.
Amazing. Just an amazing story. Obviously, heartbreaking, but what a story. Okay.
I bawled my eyes out.
Going to a lighter note. Gray Zabel, offensive lineman from North Dakota State, named Player of the Week for his performances in practice. In the game, didn't necessarily translate as well. And this happens a lot of times to... smaller program offensive linemen that get a lot of love, like that D3 guy that was getting love at the East-West Shrine Bowl, like all sorts of guys like this. It happens. You look great in practice. They put you at full speed in these games, and it just doesn't necessarily translate. He had his hands full because every defensive lineman looked amazing. Now, Gray Zabel probably still a first round pick. Probably going to go somewhere in the first round to somebody that needs offensive linemen. But I do think that there is some things to look out for because the defensive linemen were having their way in this game on both sides. And the biggest one was LSU's Savion Jones, who was particularly impressive against Gray Zabel multiple times in that game on Saturday. You had Walter Nolan, Shamar Stewart. I'm sold on both of them. Walter Nolan, defensive tackle from Ole Miss, Shamar Stewart from Texas A&M. I want both of them on the Falcons, if at all possible, which it's not because we don't have two first-round picks.
We could trade.
I need one of them. Unless Mike Green is on the board. If Mike Green, the edge rusher from Marshall, is on the board, Nathan, can you please pull up some of the clips of Mike Green from practice this week? I'm sure Colin hasn't seen them.
Grayson, I'm gonna give you a little life check here. Falcons aren't drafting any of them.
I know. We're gonna draft so Tyler Warren.
You're gonna tell yourself every day until draft day, we're going defensive line, defensive line, defensive line. We might get another fucking running back.
Yeah. Mike Green is a fucking animal. From Marshall, by the way. And that was not the best play he made either in practice all week. Was just tossing defensive or offensive tackles all week. Just unreal.
That poor dude.
That might have been the angle that I was seeing. That poor dude. But like,
dude, his draft stock unreal. Just went down.
Yeah. But Mike Green, just even on tape, is just unbelievable. And is like well into the first round. In most mock drafts right now, I've been seeing people with him as a top 10 pick. Might be the first edge off the board. Like he is unbelievable talent that most people haven't even heard of, but he led, I think, all group of five schools in sacks. Class super deep, all of FBS in sacks. Class super deep with defensive linemen, like I said. Honestly, there's enough defensive line talent in this draft that the Falcons could draft a defensive lineman for the first five rounds, and it would all be the starters on the defensive line. quarterback-wise, after this week, I think Jackson Dart and Dylan Gabriel are neck and neck for quarterback three behind Sanders and Ward. And I'll be honest, I don't even really know if Shiloh Sanders, Shador Sanders and Cam Ward are going to be the two best, but they'll end up being the first two. What just happened?
Oh, these NBA trades are getting insane.
Oh, my God. What?
De'Aaron Fox is going to the Spurs in a multi-team deal. It said Zach LaVine was involved in this as well, Nathan.
So the Bulls? Is he still in the Bulls? I have not been keeping up with the NBA.
Yeah.
I would assume Zach LaVine's still
in the
Bulls.
Can keep talking. I'm going to look at this.
Okay. Yeah, no. Have at it. I don't even really know if Sanders and Ward are going to be the two best. But they'll probably be the first two off the board just because everybody has convinced themselves that they need to be. Those two both didn't play in either the Shrine Bowl or the Senior Bowl. Instead, they were like making YouTube videos together, throwing footballs. Jalen Milroe, bad for the first two practices and the game. Thursday, saw a little bit of redemption, just really not a good week for Jalen Milroe's draft stock. I think he's looking at the sixth round at best. It's just not good. And also, his hands, very small. Like really small, like there's not a single quarterback in the NFL with smaller hands than him. So Jalen Milroe might be playing wide receiver on a practice squad near you. That's about as good as it might get for Jalen Milroe.
So the two biggest names, De'Aaron Fox is going to the Spurs.
Yep.
LaVine's going to the Kings.
Okay. Oh, fun fact about LaVine. After like his second year in Chicago, he was supposed to go to the Kings, and then the Bulls paid a qualifying offer to keep him from going to the Kings. So he still ends up there.
You know what's funny? Jimmy Butler hasn't gotten traded yet.
Of course not. There's still a couple days, I think, till their trade deadline.
Nathan, what do you think about that trade?
Nathan said it's crazy. He hasn't seen all the details.
All I know is that De'Aaron Fox is going to be throwing oops to Wemby.
That is true. Back to the quarterback talk. When we're talking about late round guys, definitely going to be surrounding Riley Leonard after how he played in the Senior Bowl. He looked great. that's crazy. De'Aaron Fox last night tweeted his reaction with just a blown mind. And then I'm not going to read this verbatim what this guy tweeted at him last night at 12:54 a.m. But he said, don't go to sleep, you next. I'm not going to say the other word that's in there. It's not my place. At 1 a.m. this morning.
He knows.
Bro, That's crazy. I saw some guy that tweeted in 2022, Luka and LeBron going to be teammates in 2025. Y'all watch.
That's crazy.
Yeah. Yeah, Riley Leonard looked great, and Seth Hennigan from Memphis was awesome in the Senior Bowl game. Their performance is definitely giving scouts some confidence for late round guys. Receivers, Tez Johnson, miniature. Confirmed miniature wide receiver.
Confirmed Bronco next year.
Probably. But he's a dog. He looked awesome in these practices. Elijah Arroyo might be my favorite tight end that I've watched so far. He is an absolute animal out of Miami. What do you...
I don't know, bro. Harold Fannin.
Harold Fannin looked great in practice, but Elijah Arroyo definitely emerged. Is like really good. Like I said, Harold Fannin in my notes. Harold Fannin had a damn good week for what was expected of him. But Arroyo came in as most likely a second or third round guy. He might be tight end four, but he might go in the first round. That's how good the tight ends are in this class. Like, you've got Warren, you got Tyler Warren, Harold Fannin, Colston Loveland, and Elijah Arroyo. Probably all going in the first round, which sounds crazy.
Tight ends in one round?
I know, it sounds insane, but I think when you look at them compared to the top line wide receiver talent, there's a big drop off, and I think there's also a lot of teams that could use a tight end.
You gotta remember, there's only 32 teams drafting.
I'm aware, but there are four generational talents at tight end. I'm saying it because I want them all to become Kyle Pitts.
Wow. No way you just said that.
No, I genuinely think so. But the thing is that they all
NFL
do something different.
NFL season's not even over yet. Stop diving into draft talk.
I'm sorry. And the NFL season is over in my eyes because the Chiefs have already won. last couple notes. Azariah Thomas, cornerback from Florida State, lock fucking down all week.
Oh, here comes the glazing.
Here
comes the Florida State glazing.
That's the end of my Florida State glazing for two more notes.
I saw the
last one. Trevor Etienne's route running ability alone might put him in the second round as a running back.
Really?
He was shaking some of the best coverage linebackers you will find.
You think he's going to the Jags?
That would be fucking hilarious.
And they trade,
they cut his brother.
No, they don't trade him, they cut him.
That would be hilarious.
Or they make his brother the backup, and he's
Trevor Etienne is going to get himself a running back two job. I have a feeling. He looked really good at the Senior Bowl. People are really starting to like what he's got.
I hate this one.
Go ahead and buy your Dan Jackson Eagles jerseys.
There's no fucking room.
It doesn't matter. He's white. He's a defensive back. He went to UGA, and he is a fucking animal. What is this? Yeah.
Bro, Tez
Johnson
Tez
was cooking,
him, bro.
Yeah. Nah, Tez was crazy.
Was that overthrow thrown by Jalen Milroe?
Probably.
No, like, go back. Can you rewind it? Watch the second one, bro. The pass is just thrown like a mile over his head.
Yeah. Oh, man. That was brutal.
Yeah, bro.
Dude. Yeah. The dude's Jalen Milroe was so bad. Dan Jackson is such an animal. He looked so good. He rocked Jack Besh in the back of the end zone on Thursday, I think, practice. Just unbelievable guy.
I got an idea. How about the Falcons draft somebody from UGA?
It's not going to be Dan Jackson, though. We don't really need a safety. Unless Justin Simmons leaves.
Oh, Michael. Justin Simmons was kind of shit this past year.
He wasn't that bad. I think we should draft this next guy, though. Ryan Fitzgerald. 100. Dude, he's easily kicker one. Don't at me. You can ask Nathan. Obviously, Nathan's also a Florida State fan. But Nathan pays attention to, for some reason, kickers. Ryan Fitzgerald's a fucking dog. He is unbelievable. And shit, throw Alex Mastromano there as well as a punter. He's also an unbelievable punter that's going to the league. But
so what
Ryan
I'm hearing is that next year for fantasy in on our dynasty league, you're drafting Ryan Fitzgerald.
We're not doing punters in our dynasty league.
No, we're doing kickers.
Oh, yeah, kickers. I might draft Ryan Fitzgerald. Depends on where he ends up. But I do think he'll be the first kicker off the board. Easily. He's a fucking animal.
Hey, I know a team that might need a kicker.
Falcons. Or all of them.
Different bird.
The Eagles?
Mm.
The Ravens. Oh, yeah, the Ravens definitely need a new kicker.
What'd you say?
Oh, no. Oh,
is that the GM
man.
Sound?
No, we can't be tweeting out the GM's address.
I want to see the replies to that.
Come on, guys.
And I want to read all 47 comments to that.
You
warplane.
Oh God.
I can't even say this is uncalled for.
Yeah, that's bad, man. We can't be doing that.
But he's about to get a knock at his front door.
God. Come on, guys. No, don't pull up his house on Zillow.
I'm kind of curious.
How much is it worth? What's the Zestimate? Why'd you already remember it?
That's crazy. That made that tweet.
Yeah. Four beds, five baths.
That didn't even that.
Oh! Just under 3 milli? Only on 0.43 acres? Dude.
And he's got an HOA? Bro.
You're playing, bruh.
The house doesn't even look that nice.
It's like a nice
I hate the driveway.
I hate the driveway. I agree.
If that was my bed.
I'm sorry,
if
buddy.
If that was my bedroom, those doors are staying open at all times.
Yeah. Well, if you're the Mavs GM, I'd probably advise you move out as soon as possible.
Yeah. I'm not even going to say anything because I know people are listening.
Yeah. Yeah, that's not good. Can't be doing that.
That's hilarious, though.
What's going to come out of this is not going to be funny.
No, it's not going to be good.
And I know this happens all the time, but, like, just... And we know that it has led to things. Ask Travis Kelce and Patrick Mahomes and Joe Burrow.
It's 2025, and this generation is fucking insane.
Yeah. Yeah, kind of lost our minds here. I wish I didn't have to say ours, but if I had to assume, the guy that tweeted this guy's address is probably our age.
Probably Nathan's age.
Unk.
You know, Nathan's getting ready for his, like, 10-year high school reunion.
In 3 years.
I thought you said you got added to, like, a group chat.
Yes, somebody made a Facebook.
Already?
They just wanted to start getting people in contact.
Gotcha.
Because they knew they still had.
Because they want you to give them money.
Nathan, no, they just knew they still had people, like, added on stuff. So they were just like, hey, here's a link. Send it to other people that were in the class. Like, that way everyone can just be in the group so that whoever wants to start or do the talks about it later can do it later.
Nathan's going to win reunion prom queen.
Queen?
Yeah.
Nathan King, might sorry. Not go.
Congrats, dude.
What?
Nathan might not go.
There's a high chance you don't go.
Yeah.
Nathan should not go.
Probably not.
We'll see. Depends on where I'm at in life in 3 years, you know?
Yeah, that's fair.
If I got the opportunity to flex, I'm going to go flex.
That's
what
respect.
All right, everyone knows your high school reunion is a dick measuring contest between everyone.
Oh, I'm renting a Lambo for a day to go.
Oh, I will rent everything. I don't care. I'll be like, yeah, I actually live down the street. You see that really big house on the hill over there? Mine.
Nah, just say you live at Honey's house.
Enough.
Nah.
No more talking about people's houses.
Doesn't she live at...
Nope. 6507. What were you about to say about his house? Oh, nice. It's about to be deconstructed piece by piece by a Mavericks fan.
2012.
What? Okay, yeah. We're not getting stuck on Zillow. We did that one time. One time we looked through Zillow on this podcast. Holy shit.
It's like a mini White House.
Enough. Are we playing a game?
Yes.
We got a Weddle queued up.
We do have a Weddle, folks. And that's all we're going to play today.
Yeah.
That's it?
What are we starting with? Grayson, go.
Actually, I love A.T. Perry right there.
All right.
I don't. Look at that. Denver, AFC West.
I forgot A.T. Perry went to Denver.
I did too.
Yeah,
me
too. I thought he was a Saint. Forgot.
I remember he got cut.
Yeah, he got cut.
He's 6'5". Damn. Okay. AFC.
I have the full trade now. For the Fox trade. De'Aaron Fox and Jordan McLaughlin to the Spurs. The Kings got Zach LaVine, Sidy Sissoko, 3 first-round picks. They got Charlotte's 2025, the Spurs 2027, Minnesota's 2031, 3 second-round picks, Chicago's 2025, Denver's 2028, and 2028 of their own back from somebody. and the Bulls got Zach Collins, Trey Jones, Kevin Herter, and their own 2025 pick via Spurs.
How the fuck did the Kings get that many picks?
They got six picks
and Zach LaVine.
Yes.
That's crazy.
Yes. All right.
All right.
Next guess goes Zamir White.
I thought he wasn't in the AFC West.
I thought it was Green. Yeah, it's Green. AFC West.
Colorblind.
Yeah.
So wait, they play on Denver then?
Oh, yeah, they do play on Denver. That's my bad. Audric Estime.
Ooh, I like that. Bang! Look at me setting you up with A.T. Perry. Crazy.
I kind of want to run one more.
I think we have to run one more. How far in are we?
Not that long.
110? Yeah, we'll run it back one time. I don't care, bro.
That was pretty good. You got it at two.
Yeah. Oh, wait, what? Come on, man. Figure it out. There we go. Maybe. Oh, there we go. Here we go. So we start off with
Audric Estime.
Audric Estime. All
right, running back in the AFC.
It's a short little guy.
Shorter than 5'11". Wait, yeah, scroll down. Short. I can't see if the number's higher or lower than 23.
Yeah, that adds in the way.
I can't see further. Wait.
Zoom out.
Can you close any of those ads?
Yeah, there's an X on that ad. Zoom out.
Wait. Go slow.
What?
Pause. Yo. You.
Okay.
Over. We'll just leave it. We'll zoom in one time.
A running back over number 23, so he's got to be in like the 30s.
Should we try Ramondre?
It's AFC too.
Whose guess is it? I think it's Grayson's, right?
Yeah, Grayson got Estime, so it's you.
No, he got Estime. I had AC Perry, and then he had Estime. I'll go with Ramondre. I like that guess.
Doesn't he have a high number?
I think so.
Higher than 30.
Oh, wait. Higher than 30. What the fuck?
Are you a running back? Is he a backup?
Wonder if they're counting like fullbacks as running backs? Can't really think of. Oh, is it Durham Smythe? I don't even know if his number's that high.
I thought he was a tight end.
He's a tight end. Fuck. I was thinking of Alec Ingold.
Lower than 81.
That's good. I was thinking,
and it's
Alec
also
Ingold.
Not in the AFC East.
Oh yeah, shit.
Okay, so it's not the West or the East.
It's north or the South.
It's not 22, so it's not Najee. Try.
How he's got to be 27 or 28.
How old is Jaylen Warren?
He wears 30.
Yeah, Jaylen Warren wears 30.
It wouldn't be highlighted. Oh, it's higher than 38.
38.
Higher than
38. Yeah. Dude, this is a weird-ass number.
What number is Justice Hill?
43.
Run it.
Try it.
It's got to be.
Yeah, I think you're right. Durham Smythe was a big fuck-up.
What?
Oh, it's close, though.
So it's division. Oh.
What's my turn?
All right, sorry.
Number does Jerome Ford wear?
30-something.
Is it?
Yeah. Sure. But I don't think it's... I think it's like 34.
Wait, this guy has to wear 40, 41, or 42, right? That's how the number one works?
Yes, and he's got to be 28 years old. And he's 5'10 in the AFC North. What the fuck?
Oh, God.
I have a guess, but I'll save it.
It's not the Steelers.
Remember, it could be like running back threes.
Yeah, I know, but Steelers, I don't even think their running back three would play enough.
Yeah. I think I know what it is.
It's not Baltimore. So it's either the Bengals or the Browns. Who the fuck are the running backs?
I think I got it.
On the Bengals that aren't Chase Brown.
So don't worry about it if you miss it here. We got it on the next one.
Okay.
The He's not.
I'm just gonna go with Ford. I can't. Pierre Strong.
That's a crazy pool. I don't even know what number he wears.
He's not even an option.
Try again.
Just put your own Ford. I know it's wrong, but. All right, what is this?
Come on, Grayson, you can do it.
Fucking Chase Brown.
You want me to throw out my guess?
Yeah, just say your guess.
Khalil Herbert.
What the? Oh yeah, he did go to the Bengals. Was he number 40?
What? Oh, I thought he was. Oh man,
he's not a Bengal either.
So it's a Brown.
It's a Brown.
Is it Donta Foreman?
Was he on the Browns?
Yeah,
I guess, dude. Donta Foreman. What are you laughing about, Nathan? Do you look up who it is so it's not Donta Foreman?
I figured it out.
You could have typed in Foreman because I think it's D apostrophe. It's Cleveland.
It's not Chubb.
No,
Chubb's
it's not,
24.
It's not Chubb. Jerome Ford didn't show up.
All right, we got to think about all the running backs that they
Donta
had.
Donta Foreman.
It's not Pierre Strong.
Mm-mm.
Who's the other motherfucker that they had?
Was Kareem Hunt there at all this year?
No.
No?
This is a toughie.
I'll tell you this. They have two running backs that are not out or injured on the roster, and it's one of them.
So they're healthy?
And is this guy, like, even recognizable?
No. If it's actually this guy, then no.
Dude, check what his fucking number is and you'll know.
His number does fit.
Okay, then it's
what
that
number
guy.
Is he?
42. That's me.
Are we just chalking it?
Jackie Robinson.
No.
I don't know who it could even be.
Type it in, brother.
This could be the first Weddle we didn't actually get.
Who the fuck is this guy? John Kelly Jr.? Who the fuck is that?
I have never heard that name in my life.
This year, he had no stats.
Bro, what?
His career is 32 carries, 96 yards, no touchdowns.
Bro, his fucking picture that's showing on ESPN is just Nick Chubb. It just kept showing Nick Chubb until they, like, and then it switched back. He's from Tennessee.
He was drafted in 2018.
Fuck you, John Kelly Jr. This is bullshit.
That's, never heard of this guy.
No.
That's insane.
What the fuck? All right. That was a weird way to end this episode. John Kelly Jr. Thank you guys for watching, for listening. If you're on the podcast platforms, rate 5 stars. Give us a follow here on YouTube. Make sure you subscribe. Turn on post notifications. And of course, make sure you like and comment on the video. Go ahead and comment your awards predictions, your MVP prediction in particular, in the comment section. And Colin, I hope you're looking at fun facts.
Of course.
Be screening some right now. Make sure you follow us on Instagram. Stay up to date with everything we got going on here at Second and Short. Follow us on TikTok for the short form content. Oh, we should have Premier League Team of the Month coming out this week as well from Luke. So that'll be on TikTok, Instagram, YouTube Shorts. Join the Second Short subreddit, r/2andyandyshort. And next week we'll be live instead of a Monday episode. So make sure you set the clock for 6:30 when the Super Bowl starts. You get here on YouTube. You watch us here live. All right, Colin, fun fact.
Do you know what the odds of getting a royal flush are in poker?
I don't.
They are exactly 1 in 649,000.
Wow.
Sorry, 649,740,000.
Thank you for clearing that up. I needed those extra 740 to make it less likely.
Yes, you are welcome. I have another one.
Okay.
Do you know what M&Ms stand for?
They don't stand, they're circles.
I hate you. Remember what you said earlier about the bullpen sounding?
Yeah.
I'll tell you after the podcast. I can't say it on the podcast. Stands for Mars and Murray.
Oh.
Like Mars Bar.
Yeah. That makes sense. That is a Mars product. Who's Murray?
Bill Murray, maybe?
Shout out Groundhog Day. They were recording this.
Oh my God. That stupid fucking groundhog saw a shadow.
Yeah. Fuck dad you. Now, though. Fuck Satani Phil.
He's a dad, though.
What does that mean? Does that mean we have more, like, longer winter?
Six more weeks of winter. Yep. But guess what? Feels damn good outside.
I was about to say, we golfing on Wednesday.
Yeah, you coming golfing with us?
Maybe. We'll see.
Bro, trying to I have a job. Links.
Sorry?
Bro. Trying to hit the links?
Sorry, guys. I have a job.
I have a job, too.
Me, too.
Cool.
We all work full time.
I understand. My job just requires Wednesdays. All right, guys. We're going to get out of here. These guys are staring me down. I don't know what the hell that was. Go on.
Because we're hitting the links, and Nathan has to shit.
Yeah, Nathan really has to shit, so we are going to get out of here. Colin, thank you for joining me. We're glad you're back from the flu.
It was a very tough recovery.
Yeah, shout out to Nathan for being on the ones and twos. and we'll catch you guys.
Nathan didn't even do much.
He pulled up a lot of things. He made the graphic for the video that we just did. Taking care of me for the flu.
Yeah.
All right, guys. I'll be here with Luke on Friday to preview the Super Bowl, and then you'll join us on Sunday night, 6:30 p.m. right here on YouTube to watch the Super Bowl live with us. We will have a second and short parlay going, so you got to pay attention.
How's it going to work if Mike's not here?
We could run a three, or we can add in. We can all decide on a leg, or Mike can give us a leg. Doesn't matter. All right, we'll catch you guys later. Enjoy the week. Enjoy February. First episode of February. Peace.
Peace.